honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis along with Andrea Donsky.
And hello.
Several months ago, my brother was visiting. And if you think I'm outgoing or jovial, you should meet him. Make a long story short, we were at Whole Foods. There was this very attractive woman. So, of course, my brother went over to speak with her and show her a magic trick. And then we find out that she's not only attractive on the inside, but on the outside. I mean, on the outside, but on the inside. And this turns out she's an energy worker. So I was like, thank goodness my brother's a big flirt, because here we are. And now she is joining us. She's fabulous. She's been on my other show, It's Your Health. Her name is Ariana Barrett. She joins us now. Hi, Ariana.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're so glad to have you on the show. We're good. All right, so first of all, you are certified in something called Lifeline. You're a Lifeline practitioner. Tell us what that is and then how that relates to energy work.
Okay, so the Lifeline technique is an incredible technique Dr. Darren Weissman created in Chicago. It works with the subconscious mind. So about 90 to 95% of what you say, think, and do comes from a subconscious program. That's pretty much everything. And the majority of those programs are downloaded when you're very young, between 0 and 6 years. If you watch children, they're like sponges. They're just taking in information, taking in the environment, and they're kind of like a computer, downloading programs that they're going to be running later as older children and adults. We also bring in subconscious programs from past life as well. So at that point of download, then you're sending out a radio signal or an attractor field with that subconscious program. So if you're ever experiencing something you'd never choose to, it's coming from a subconscious program. So in a nutshell, what the Lifeline technique does is upload higher vibrational software to the computer of the brain. And it does that utilizing 14 different healing modalities. It's phenomenal. I love this technique, including color therapy, sound therapy, aromatherapy, neuro-linguistic programming, EMDR, if there's a trauma, eye movement desensitization reprogramming, to upload that higher vibrational software. So, and then from that point on, you're sitting on a tractor field, replacing the former one.
I love that. You know, Ariana, explain a little bit. So first of all, I understand everything you're talking about, because I'm currently seeing a healer here where I'm based, and we just did a whole session on raising my vibration and dealing with old programs and the subconscious. So I want you to explain to the people who are listening what that means to raise the vibration, or raise our vibration, and then vibrate at a different frequency.
Okay, so everything's energy. And so I have a degree in biology, so I have a science background, so I can talk scientifically and talk about your electromagnetic field, or I can talk woo-woo and talk about your aura. It's the same thing. I lived in Sedona for many years, so yeah. hence the aura, woo-woo reference. So everything is energy, and so electricity is constantly running through us in energy, and if you have an issue with your head, your heart, you go to the doctor, you go for an EEG or an EKG, and they're measuring the amount of electricity or energy that's running through you. It's not running through you, you flatline, you're not here anymore. So everything is energy. And so when you do energy healing work, you're releasing lower vibrational energy that we've either picked up or that we've programmed with subconscious programming, or again, from past life. Sometimes things in your life will, you kind of get triggered, and you're like, huh, what's that about? Or you'll feel the hair on the back of your neck raise, and it's like, huh, this isn't from this life, but it's an awareness about it. And it's about clearing that. And Carolyn Mace is, I love her work, and her first book I ever read in the metaphysical world was Anatomy of the Spirit. And there's a beautiful quote in there, and she says, your biography becomes your biology. Mm-hmm. And it's all of our experiences actually physically create our bodies. So we are carrying that. And so doing energy work releases that. They think it's issues out of your tissues. So it allows you to go to another level, to a higher vibration. And ultimately, it's the vibration that we come in at. We are very much in that space of unconditional love and remembering that 50 dimension when we come in. And we lose it because we do download these programs from the environment and that we grew up in and the people that surrounded us. And we can't be angry at them. They can only teach us what they know. So if you're not in an environment growing up that's loving and compassionate, you can't necessarily blame those people. They're actually your teachers. We are all students and we are all teachers at the same time. And anything that triggers you in your life is an opportunity for growth. In the moment, doesn't feel like that. It's like, really? I signed up for this? I contracted in with this family? Okay. But it is an opportunity for growth. And especially those things that really trigger us, those are great things to look at and really reflect upon, because when we react and we get triggered, that's not our true nature. Our true nature is love and compassion. So it is an opportunity to reflect and look at ourselves and, okay, what is this really about? And we have about 3 Mercury retrogrades a year, and we're still at the tail end of this one here in January. And it's such a great opportunity to just slow down and reflect. Everybody, go with technology, with family, with dropping kids off, picking them up. It's just, we are constantly in motion. And it is really important to reflect. And those Mercury retrogrades allow us that opportunity. Mercury is a planet of communication. And when it retrogrades, it looks like it's moving backwards from Earth, but it's not. It's just slowed down in its orbit. And because that communication has slowed down, it allows us to look at things. Usually people get really ticked off with the Mercury retrograde. It tends to turn into a 4-letter word because we are so reliant on technology and communication.
Technology, yeah.
Yeah, so cell phone, emails, everything. And so they usually say to back up your computer before Mercury retrograde because it can crash. And also travel plans, you know, your flight might be delayed 3 times. But if you know it's a Mercury retrograde, you can just kind of go with the flow and not get upset and like, okay, that's okay. But the bigger picture is it's a wonderful time to reflect, take stock, and then move forward once Mercury goes direct again.
It's so funny. Last week we were having, I was having technical difficulties, and it was exactly because Mercury was in retrograde. And I knew, and the whole day I was having so many issues with technology, and I was like, oh. But the cool thing that you said, I like what you said about, you know, just kind of taking the month or whatever. How long is Mercury in retrograde for? Is it about 4 weeks or 3 weeks? How long does
it
actually
stay
there?
It's 3 weeks, and it usually happens 3 times a year. Sometimes you'll get a 4th one in there because the beginning of the retrograde will be at the end of the year. So it's 3 weeks, and this one is in Earth signs. And actually, we're still in Capricorn right now. So it's really a good time to reflect and look at different physical elements within our lives, career, family, where you live, all of those things. And it's also 2016 is a 9 in numerology, which is completion. So this is ending a cycle here.
Completion,
so
year.
Completion of a cycle. Yeah, it's also the year of emergence. I mentioned this to Lisa, which is just phenomenal. It's a time for us to truly step into who we are and what we are to do here on the planet. And I'm sure we've heard this before, but I really feel it. It's coming about. And also truly come from the space space of the 5th dimension, of that pure love and light, and not so much of the physical 3D that we live in every day. So I kind of see that as a way of hitting the zoom out button and just, you know, when you're in an interaction, you're seeing things in life, maybe you're in an argument or someone didn't take out the trash. It's like, wait, that's not what it's really about. And if you zoom out and come from that pure space of love and light, that unconditional love and compassion that we are designed as human beings, as spirits to be, then we're in the fifth dimension.
I love what you're talking about. Okay. Lisa was right. I do absolutely love you. And, you know, I was telling Lisa, I could talk about this all day long.
I love that intro, Lisa. You're so kind.
Oh, you know, and the thing is, we don't have very much time left, but I have so many more questions that I wanted you to talk to us and talk to our listeners about. So we absolutely want to have you back on. But just quickly, in about, you know, 30 to 40 seconds, when you talk about doing these clearings and you're talking about the lifeline, just to give people a visual of what they're doing. They're lying down on a table. Are you touching them? Is it Reiki? What type of work is being done that they can actually do the release work?
I'm so grateful that you mentioned that. It's incredible. It's sitting or standing. So you're not laying on a massage table. It's not hands-on healing. I actually communicate with your subconscious and your higher self through muscle testing or applied kinesiology. And I think a lot of people are familiar with that. If you go to your chiropractor or nutritionist and they test to see if a supplement will make you stronger or weaker, if it's something you should take, then you'll push your arm down. The practitioner will push your arm down. And if it's held strong, then it's something that will make you stronger and it's good for you. If it goes weak, then it's not. And I've actually done this with Lisa. It's so much fun. Sometimes you don't want to test the treat that you're eating because...
Yes, that's true.
You don't want to know the answer.
Yeah. Well, if I'm ever in Boston, I'm definitely coming to check you out. We're out of time for today, Ariana, but thank you so much for being on our show. And Lisa, definitely. We'd love to have her back on. You can learn more about Ariana. You can follow her on Facebook at Ariana Barrett, B-A-H-R-E-T. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with the beautiful Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone, and I highly recommend seeing a healer. Stay well.